Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, quiz show. Oh, limits, questions blow. We're glad you're here, so grab a beer with Donnie and Joe.
Yes, I could. Oh, dear limits. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And yes, indeed, it's time for a quiz show, our first in 3 weeks. But first, a couple loose ends. Very disappointed that neither one of you complimented me on my sweatshirt today. I think it's a very unique sweatshirt. I was with my daughter visiting University of South Carolina in Columbia, and she took me, she likes Urban Outfitters, so we went there. I didn't know that there would be much for me there, but I saw a bunch of stuff I like, including great concert t-shirts. And then this sweatshirt, Donnie, which has a message. I think it's in Japanese. It says Tokyo right underneath it. I don't know what the message means, but I love the sweatshirt. Why no comments on this sweatshirt, Limits?
Well, I just think there's been so many comments on the show about fashion this week that we kind of gave it a rest for a day.
Yeah.
I do like the sweatshirt. It is nice.
Yeah, I think so.
It's very unique.
And maybe you just outdressed me today. You came in with a suit jacket, real shoes for once.
Yeah.
Actual pants that
his
went
church
down.
Attire.
Yeah, his church attire. So, yeah, that was a little disappointing. And then, Donnie, how about some praise for the almighty pineapple, the most underrated fruit of all? People have been dropping off fruit baskets and stuff because of our family situation lately. And, somebody dropped off a whole pineapple. So I cut that baby open, and it's just unbelievable at room temperature. The mighty pineapple, do we give it enough credit in the fruit world, Donnie?
I don't think it does get enough credit.
Do you like it?
I do, yeah. There aren't many, like I can't think of many fruits that I don't like.
Me too. Do you eat pineapple regularly?
I wouldn't say regularly, but I mean, like when it's like made available, I'll have some.
Right.
Like a good fruit salad.
Right. That includes pineapple.
Yeah.
It's so limits. It's so good. Where do you stand on this?
I'm actually not a pineapple fan.
Yeah.
I've had pineapple before. It is a fan favorite in the Bechtold family, but not for me. And I prefer it not on pizza.
I've never actually given it a try on pizza.
I'm not
is that fair?
Big. Yeah, that's fair. It's not meant to be on pizza, I don't think. There used to be
either.
A Hawaiian pizza, they called it, at Bocce's Pizza in Buffalo. When I cooked it, it was pineapple and Canadian bacon, believe it or not. Tasty, but not that tasty, Donnie.
Didn't have the right mix?
No.
Like what are they going for there?
I don't know what they're going for.
Like the sweet why was it, and savory with
why
it?
Was it called a Hawaiian? I don't know. I didn't get the whole thing, honestly.
Isn't Canadian bacon just ham?
Now you're insulting Canadian bacon.
No,
I don't know. And
I'm curious. I don't know.
I think it is like very similar.
It kind of is. Yeah.
I think it is.
Well, yeah, it all comes from a pig. What about regular bacon? Isn't that just ham?
They're both very good.
They're both
it's like
very
different
good.
Parts of the pig.
Yeah.
And you have ribs.
And once you see a pig, Donnie, it lessens your appetite for such things. At least it did mine. And we saw a pig in mud where they like to be in Cape May this year in New Jersey. We went out to a little farm, and man, once you see the pig live and in action, it makes you less hungry for bacon. At least it did me.
That happens to you?
Yeah.
So like if you see like a cow just like grazing in a pasture, you're like, oh man,
maybe I'm more used to the cows. There was something about seeing the pig and the mud. It was grotesque, and it just got me to thinking, oh my God, what are we doing? What am I doing here?
I mean, some of the best meat comes from a pig.
I know. Believe me.
Bacon, sausage, ham, sure. Pulled pork,
you
ribs.
Ever been to a pig roast?
Yeah, I think my high school used to do that, and when my sister was in high school, so I wasn't quite there yet. I was like a middle schooler.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was
just
always
put
a fan
that,
of those.
Put that pig right on a spit.
Yep.
I mean, it's, I'm not real big on that either, I might
no?
add. No, I lose my appetite when I see the whole, it's like a fish that comes to the table with the eyes still in it. What do you do with the eyes? You pop them out before you eat? What does that do to the appetite?
I don't want to know what goes on with the eyes.
You ever get a full fish at your on your plate coming to your table? The thing's practically still swimming?
No, thankfully not.
All right, Donnie. What's the score in quiz show?
All right, Donnie. It's 2-1. Donnie is in the lead against Joe. Joe, you won last week's big matchup.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia Greensburg Route 30. What's the most unusual sort of game you've ever eaten, Donnie? You ever eaten bison or weird crap like, I don't know, the other things that you'll see out in Edmonton on the menu at the Hotel McDonald?
No, I've never tried anything like too obscure.
And then, deer meat? Venison?
Yeah, I've had that.
Squirrel meat?
No, I can't think of a time there.
Crocodile nuggets?
No, have you had those?
Yeah, in Florida.
Gator bites?
No, I didn't. Gator bites. I didn't have them, I should say. I've seen them.
I've had gator bites.
I ain't eating an alligator.
How about the Rocky Mountain oysters?
What are those? What do you mean by that?
They're like bull testicles.
Oh, my Lord. No, I wouldn't
what?
Eat that. Have yeah. you eaten that?
No.
Would you?
Probably not.
Probably not? Limits, would you?
No,
I'm not a very
picky. I'm not eating bull's balls.
I'm not a very picky eater. I mean, hey, if they fry it, it probably just tastes like chicken. fried calf testicles.
Yeah, I'm stunned by this, though. So we're coming around. I took you and Limits out to a steak dinner.
What the guy comes or,
the guy right? The guy comes around and says, "Tonight's special is bull's balls." Donnie, you in? And you have to think about that. You might.
I might give him a try.
No, I'm not doing it. It's not happening.
No,
I mean, they probably just look like chicken nuggets when they bring.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I don't really like the thing. It's like the Tomlin hot dog line that he had last year.
Yeah.
Because people. Yeah, because people love getting up on their pulpit and being like, well, you know what's all in a hot dog?
Right.
I'm not thinking about that when I eat one.
Clearly. Clearly. I'm stunned by this, but we move on. Limits, let's go.
All right, let's do it, guys. It's time for a quiz show. All right, after Joe won last week, let's give Joe the first question this week.
I'm reeling right now. I really am. All right, go ahead.
All right, Joe, on December 31st, 2017, the 0-16 Browns closed out their season.
Yeah, yeah.
With a 28-24 loss
there.
To the Steelers in
yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
This former Patriots running back ran for a game-high 80 yards and a touchdown with the Steelers. Who was he?
What? Steven? Steven. His name was Steven. Steven. That's good enough. Steve. Steven. What was his last name? Steven. I can't think
Can
of his
last name.
Can
you give me the first letter?
Steven. Steven.
Steven.
Damn it. No, I can't.
Steven Ridley.
Steven Ridley.
It was Steven
and he
Ridley.
Gets credit for that?
Donnie, we should go to the judges. Should Joe get credit for that?
Should it be negated or? You tell me your honest opinion.
I mean, I'm not the end-all, be-all. I mean, Joe.
What's your opinion?
I mean, if I only came up with the guy's first name and then you turned around and answered it.
Yeah, you're right. Donnie gets credit for
Donnie
that.
Donnie gets credit for
Although I knew who it was, which is really a shame.
All right. Next question goes to you, Donnie. In 1999, the Cleveland Browns made their return to the NFL, losing 43-0 to the Steelers. Who was the Browns quarterback that day?
Oh, my God. What a great question.
Oh, yeah, because Couch came into the game. He didn't start the game.
You're right on that.
Oh, man.
Put the time clock on him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is wrong, but I'll say Doug Peterson.
Three. Doug Peterson is incorrect.
Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny Testaverde is incorrect.
I hate you.
I know.
I'm sorry, Limits. Donnie?
Oh, man. I feel like Donnie? I should know this.
Donnie?
I
think I
like
might know this.
Like Ty Detmer?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Ty Detmer is correct.
I was going to say Elvis Gerback. Was he still in the league or in the league yet? I don't know.
Was he ever a Brown?
He might as well have been. Everybody else has been. I thought Vinny Testaverde was a good... All right, and now I'm in trouble.
Okay,
all of a sudden. We're coming right off the Bulls testicles,
Joe,
and now I'm in trouble.
You can get this one, Joe.
All right.
Joe, in the 1987 AFC Championship game, the Browns lost thanks to a long scoring drive by this team in the final minutes to force overtime on what became known as the drive.
I watched this laying down on a couch at 230 Lisbon Avenue in Buffalo because I was so hungover I literally couldn't lift my head. So I saw the drive like sideways from a couch. It was the Broncos.
It was the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
The same Broncos that beat the Browns in the 88 AFC Championship game on the fumble. Joe, you get the point.
Thanks.
All right, Donnie, to you. When Marquise Pouncey snapped the ball over Ben Roethlisberger's head in the wild card round,
yes.
The last game that Pouncey ever played, this player who played for both the Browns and the Steelers recovered it for a touchdown. Who was he?
What a great question that
is. Was it Larry Ogunjobi?
It was not Larry Ogunjobi.
This guy didn't even play defense, but now I'm just flummoxed. Josh Cribbs?
When did Josh Cribbs play for the Steelers, Joe? Could you name me the year?
I don't know. I just don't want silence. It makes for bad radio limits.
Okay,
and he's taking a lot of silent pauses here, and that should be illegal.
So a guy that played for both recovered the fumble for
played
the
for
Browns.
Both.
He's buying time now.
5, 4, 3.
I mean, I know.
Two.
The guys I'm thinking of.
I feel like I'm counting down to the iCarly theme.
Orpheus Roy.
He would have been, he wouldn't have been there.
I know.
Not Orpheus Roy.
He was retired like 16 years before that.
Hmm.
What position, Limits? Can you give me a clue?
He plays defense.
I know that.
Much more than that?
Yeah.
What do you mean you knew that? You said, no, I don't know if he plays offense or defense. Well, yeah, he would be playing defense, obviously.
The other one I
defensive
thought of.
Defensive back.
Okay, see, I was thinking all D-line.
Joe Hayden.
Not Joe Hayden.
I know. It was stupid.
Dude, why do I not know this? No, it wouldn't be Justin Gilbert because he went from Browns to Steelers.
It was not Justin
what a
Gilbert.
Great guess. Is that a guess then, Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
Defensive
back
yes.
for the Steelers and the Browns. I don't know, man. I can't think of any Browns defensive backs. They've been so horrifyingly. Was Mike Mitchell on their team? I don't know.
No, that's a great guess, though.
Oh, Jesus.
He was one of my favorite players, Mike Mitchell. Not really.
Can we just start firing out guesses left and right
now? Yeah, you can.
Landon Roberts.
Not a Landon Roberts.
Did you forget the E? Did you
call him Landon?
I didn't even mean E. Landon. I don't know. Let's go to the next question.
Yeah,
you
want
another guess?
Nobody
knows.
Who was it?
Carl Joseph.
Oh, my God.
The safety. Played for the Browns, then the Steelers.
Wow.
Went to West Virginia.
Donnie, if you had gotten that, I would have quit.
I wouldn't have pulled that one. I had some... Who was the Morgan guy that played here? Not Quincy. Morgan.
Oh.
No, it was the defensive back.
I don't know.
I
next.
I don't know. Joe, this question's to you.
Score's 2-1.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, Joe. Jameis Winston and the Browns beat the Steelers in the snow last season on Thursday Night Football.
I was watching it on a plane. Yep.
Winston threw the only interception of the game with 4.5 minutes left in the game to this player. Oh, Donnie doesn't know it.
There was an interception with 4 minutes left?
There was one interception in the game. It was by this Steelers player.
Elandon Roberts.
No. Oh, I know who it was.
I'm going to go DeMonte KZ.
That's a great guess, but it was not DeMonte KZ.
Alex Highsmith.
It was not Alex Highsmith.
It wasn't Minka. No, it definitely wasn't Minka.
Is that a guess?
Was that a guess?
Yeah, I counted as a guess because I threw his name out there.
The other guy back there, Deshaun Elliott.
It was not the other guy back there.
Damn
it.
I like that guess a lot.
I thought that was pretty good.
That's a good guess.
Peasy? I don't think it was him.
It was not Joey Porter.
Wasn't Joey Porter. Okay. I don't know, man. Who else played on the inside last year? Who else played on the outside? Was it Nick Herbig?
No.
Donnie?
It wasn't Watt.
Is that a guess?
No,
a guess?
Yeah,
it's not Watt.
You can't phrase the question
no, I
like
mean,
that.
No, I mean, it counted as a guess. I just know it wasn't him.
All right. Then who else?
Jesus, who was it?
Who was it then? Give us a clue.
You guys giving up?
I haven't given up. No.
Defensive back.
A defensive back. I mean, there were 17 of them on the team last year, just like this year. Oh, James Pierre.
No, I knew you were going to say that.
I don't even know who else we have left.
Is there anybody left?
We went through KZ. We went through.
There's like one guy left.
We went through the like all the safeties, I feel. We went through two corners. Was it Beanie Bishop?
No, it was not Beanie Bishop. I guess we have two guys left.
Armand Killebrew?
No. I didn't think this was this difficult. He played here last year.
Yeah, I'm not mad at your question. I think both questions
clearly
that we haven't
the question
gotten
is a
good.
Great question. I'm going to have a piece of pineapple.
I don't know who it is.
Donnie has given up. Joe, have you given up?
No.
Okay, Ron, needing on the air?
Yeah, I give up.
Dante Jackson.
Oh for God's sakes. He led the team in interceptions.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Who they got in the trade?
Donnie.
For Deontay Johnson.
Dante football. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
That really is the one guy we didn't say.
It's the one guy, yeah.
That was stupid.
Okay.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We down to the final question?
No, we have one question left before the final question.
Yep.
In the 2003 AFC wild card for the Browns, Donnie, they had a big lead on the Steelers. Steelers, though, came back to win it, though. Tommy Maddox threw three touchdown passes, one to Hines, one to Plexico Burris, and the third to this player.
Jeremy Tooman.
Donnie's back. Donnie is
Wait
back
a second.
In business.
The winning... Oh, that was a draw play to foo him off.
To foo, yeah.
Foo, okay.
Yeah,
well, it still comes down to the last play.
It comes
it's
down
three
to the
points.
Last question.
All right.
Joe, it's funny. You referenced this earlier in the show. Since 1999, 41 different quarterbacks have started a game for the Cleveland Browns. How many of the 41 quarterbacks can you name?
30.
30?
Yeah.
Oh.
Donnie, can you name 31, or do you want Joe to try to name 30?
I'm going
to
let you go. I'm going to let you do 30.
I don't think you can name 30. I don't think you can do it.
You tell me if I repeat one, because that doesn't count, then I get to go, okay?
Okay.
Let's just start going here, okay? Jameis Winston.
Donnie, help me count here.
Jameis Winston.
One.
Dylan Gabriel.
Two.
Joe Flacco.
Three. He's working his way backwards.
Brady Quinn.
Four.
Derek Anderson.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Hoyer.
Six.
Seneca Wallace.
Seven.
Who'd you just name their first? Doug Peterson.
Eight.
Vinny Testaverde.
Was Vinny Testaverde during that era?
Ooh.
During this era? Yeah, wasn't
Since
he?
Since 1999?
He might have been before.
I think he was. I'm going to check that.
Yeah,
I don't have him on my list.
Double check.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He might have been before the return.
I already screwed it up. That was so easy. I had all kinds of people like Brandon Weeden.
Vinny Testaverde's last season with the Cleveland Browns was 1995.
Now I'm mad.
Did you hear my mess up the other day?
No,
because
what did you do?
We actually did something similar.
I could have kept going forever there. Did Charlie Batch play for them?
No, Gronkowski.
Charlie
Fry.
Fry, right.
We did that as part of the name game the other day. I couldn't... I failed to think of Jameis Winston, who was just
there. I did hear that. Yeah, all you guys failed to think of that.
Yeah, it just happened to fall on me. But it
right.
like we got through, I think, like almost probably around 30.
I'm sad.
And
about
I didn't
this.
Say Jameis, and I missed it.
Why do I think Vinny Testaverde? All right. Donnie's up 3-1 now. I feel a lot of pressure in the quiz show, and I don't know why, because I feel like I have to win because I know he's very good at that.
He is. Very good at trivia.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny and a high of 67. Ricard Raquel, low of 40 today. Myron Bell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And, of course, the Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, it's time for our predictions. What are the season scores so far? We're missing a couple weeks because I was absent, but that doesn't matter. The scores are the scores.
Right.
What are our records?
Right. So Donnie and I, we continued rolling along. Donnie is 21-25. I am 22-24. Joe, you were 10-20 before you were away for the last 2 weeks. Yeah, you were 10-20.
Yeah, you had a really rough week before.
10-20?
Yeah, you went.
What am I, the expansion Buccaneers?
You went 1-7 the week before.
I'm like 10 get. Well, now we have an uneven number of games, two limits.
We're going to end up having to do it off of winning percentage.
Well, why did you do it while I was gone?
I mean, we could erase those 2 weeks.
We can get rid of them if you'd like.
Let's erase those 2 weeks and come up with records so I have a chance at least.
All right, we'll do that.
I'm ready. Donnie, are you ready?
I am.
All right, Donnie. Number one, Ohio State is favored by 14.5 at number 17, Illinois.
I will take the Buckeyes here. I think it'll be a close game for the first half, but Ohio State hasn't really had that game to flex any muscle just yet. I'll take them here to do so.
I don't know. There's a score that really stands out from Illinois, and that's 63-10 against Indiana. They lose. I'm taking Ohio State very confidently here.
I don't think they're going to get embarrassed again. I do think that they're going to lose, meaning Illinois, but I do think at home they keep it close, and it'll be a 2-touchdown win for Ohio State, so just barely. Illinois will get some of the points. All right, number 8, Alabama is favored by 2.5. At Bo Prabula and number 14, Missouri, Joe. Does Bama continue its return after losing to Florida State at the beginning of the year?
I'll tell you, I like the Bama quarterback. I do like him. I think they're going to make the playoff. Missouri is just hard to read. They've played teams like UMass. I don't know if Marcus Camby played in that game, Donnie. Central Arkansas. Did Scottie Pippen play in that one? What are we doing here? And South Carolina, I know nothing about them, so I'm going to take Alabama.
Would you say 8.5?
2.5.
2.5.
At Missouri for Bama.
I'll take Bama.
All right, we're all going Alabama all around the board. All right, now locally, Pitt at Florida State. Seminoles are 25th in the country in favor by 10.5, Donnie.
I'm gonna take Florida State here. If it was a little bit more than this, if it got to like a full 2 touchdowns, I think I would have taken Pitt, but I think this is like a perfect number where they could lose the game like 31-20 or something, like a respectable showing, not embarrassing, but Florida State covers.
I'm going to take Pitt in this one. I'm a Hinchell believer. I am. And Florida State's lost a couple in a row. Granted, one was to Miami, but one was to Virginia. They did beat Alabama, didn't they? I don't care. I'm a Hinchell believer. I'm going with Pitt to cover and lose the game.
I'm going to do the same, Joe. I'm going to go with Pitt. I believe in what they're starting to put together there, and I think it being a noon game also helps. Northwestern at Penn State. The Nittany Lions are favored by 21.5. They have not covered in any game this year. Your local idiot, City Limits, has picked Penn State to cover in every single game. Your local idiot will probably be wrong again this week, but I can't take them again. Give me Northwestern to cover.
Oh, Austin, we had this talk last week, and all I said was I think UCLA can hang in there because Penn State won't take care of business. I never thought they would lose the game outright to a team like that. Yeah, Northwestern. I mean, Penn State hasn't proven to me that they can beat a Power 4 team by 3-plus scores.
No, this will be a front-runner game. Penn State will get up big early, and then they'll just keep pouring it on as if it matters.
It doesn't. Lions at the Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by 2.5, Donnie.
I like the Lions here. I don't think they'll be intimidated going into Arrowhead. I know the Chiefs' offense has found another gear, maybe the old gear they used to have. But I'm really impressed by Detroit this season, and they're getting points going into that venue. I'm going to take them. I think they win the game outright.
I don't know. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. I actually thought they weren't that bad in Jacksonville. And for them to drop to 2-4, it's kind of a desperation game already for the Chiefs, and I like them in that scenario. I'm taking Chiefs.
I like the Lions here. I think they're the best team in the NFL, and Kansas City will lose its fourth game. The Rams are favored by 7.5 at the Ravens, Joe, without
Rams,
Lamar.
Rams, if it was 17.5, I would take the Rams. The Ravens are broken right now.
Yeah, they put together a pathetic effort last week. I mean, they made a team that averaged, I think, 17 or 18 points per game. It's not like the Texans were a good offense. They made them look like the greatest show on turf last week in Baltimore. What do you think Matt Stafford and his team will do?
Right.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Things are falling apart in Baltimore, guys, and I wonder how much buy-in and belief there is in John Harbaugh. Is he losing that locker room? Give me the Rams. Bengals are at the Packers at the 14.5 point spread favoring Green Bay. Donnie, that's a high number.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty positive it's the biggest number in the NFL this weekend. It's massive anytime you see something like that in an NFL game. But I am going to take the Packers here. They're at home. I think the defense, Micah Parsons and company, will be able to get after Joe Flacco. That's a bad offensive line. Flacco has never been mobile, and he certainly isn't now. He gives them some sort of prayer because he can whiz it down the field, and there are two very talented receivers, one of the best in football, on his side. But I think Green Bay is going to win this game something like 31-14.
See, Green Bay hasn't been that impressive to me. They really haven't.
Since week two.
Great opener, they did. And then they did beat Washington. But then they lost to Cleveland and tied the Cowboys. I still think the Bengals have some proud guys on that team and two great receivers. And I think they keep it close. That's a gigantic spread. I'm going Bengals to cover.
It is a big spread. And I'm also going with the Bengals to cover that. I think they'll get a jolt with Joe Flacco. All right, fellas. Browns at the Steelers. 5.5 is the line I see favoring the black and gold, Joe.
I told you how I feel about this game. I think it's going to be uncomfortable is the best word for the Steelers. But come on, the numbers are just so heavily favoring Mike Tomlin. 18-0 at home against the Browns. 18-0. He kills rookie quarterbacks 24-6 against them. And he's 14-4 coming out of the bye week. Plus, this team just traveled across the ocean 6 days ago. The Steelers are rested off a bye week. However, I still think it'll be uncomfortable, but the Steelers pull away for a double-digit lead late, 22-12.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers 20-13 here. I think it is a game where it is a little bit dicey in the second half, but Pittsburgh does end up winning the game at arm's length.
I think they will win it 21-15. The Steelers walk away with a victory on a short week preparing for Cincinnati.
All right. It's been fun, man. It's been another Donnie Football Friday. I wanted to thank you two with my family situation, my parents passing away recently, separately, 6 days apart at the age of 93. You guys are both very supportive, texting me all during that whole thing for about 3 weeks. Both of you had little gifts here, really. Donnie had a nice card. Limits has something I'm going to open when I get out of here. And I really appreciate that friendship from you guys. Thank you. And from everybody out there, you wouldn't believe the number of tweets and emails and texts and everything else I got. So I wanted to just thank everybody for support during this time. It really means a lot.
I know you would do the same for both of us, Joe. So no thanks is even necessary.
We got you, Joe.
Thanks, man. I'll give you another one anyway. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
See you, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.